Valentine's Day is day after tomorrow, but you likely already know that, what with all the reminders about buying roses and chocolates all this week. But for some of those whose spouses and partners have died, all this commercialized romance just plain hurts. Mary Shedden with Health News Florida recently attended a retreat in Tampa aimed at taking the sting out of Cupid's arrow, Camp Widow.
Tanya Villanueva Tepper was thinking wedding plans, not widowhood, the morning of September 11, 2001. Her fiancé, a New York City firefighter, was among the thousands killed when the Twin Towers were attacked. She was forced to learn how to live every day without her Sergio.
You know, I remember those first Valentine's days without Sergio. There's nothing that makes your loss more apparent, screaming in your face, than a day dedicated to love and partnership and marriage and, you know, soulmates, right?
Last week, the Miami resident helped lead a group of 150 who celebrated their lost loved ones at a downtown Tampa hotel. The Soaring Spirits International event is designed to be uplifting. Camp Widow includes a lot of laughter, even a Saturday night dance. Michelle Neff Hernandez, the group's founder and director, says the timing of this 11th Camp Widow was intentional.
You know, and actually, I feel like we have like the love story, right? When you love someone to the very end of their life, that's the love story. That's the love story. And so when you have that, why is it that we're not honoring that? Why are we not marking that for this day of love?
If that's the She says Camp Widow is not a dating service, nor offering professional counseling. It provides tools and a group of people who can relate.
This organization was created by widowed people, for widowed people. This event also by widowed people, for widowed people. And so our credentials are the fact that our spouse or partner is dead. And what we build around that is just the opportunity for people to be in community.
Fiesta Jarvis of Lakeland lost her husband 4 years ago after a long illness. She's one of the Tampa area group leaders, setting up get-togethers and running the Facebook page, a place where a lot of widowed people first find kindred souls.
We post things on the group, some from the national site and some from things that we just see that helps you to know that you're not alone. And you can kind of see, and then once you join the group, you'll connect with other people.
Joyce Sterner of Bradenton says that online community helped her survive after her husband died in 2011. She was still working full time and couldn't relate as well to the retired members of her other support group.
You go on and you read what people write about how they're feeling, and a lot of the times when I read it, they were, oh, wow, I feel like that. I'm not the only person who feels like that. I'm not crazy. There are other people who have the same feelings that I'm going through.
For Sterner, that meant stepping outside a world that had focused for years on an ailing husband. Last year, her Camp Widow friends convinced her to try skydiving.
And when you go with other widowed people, we kind of understand each other. Other people who haven't lost a spouse say they understand, but until you're been in it, you don't.
Hernandez says Camp Widow offers a safe place where people won't be told to get over their spouse's death. Instead, it's a time to celebrate fond memories and move forward.
And that's what we tell people. It's okay to just exist, but there's going to be a day when you're ready to write a new chapter, and then you're going to write another new chapter, and before you know it, you're going to be 10 chapters down the road, and you're going to look back at chapter where you experience the death of your person, and you're going to think about, you'll be able to see the way your life was changed by that.
For Hernandez and others, that may include discovering a new love. That's what happened to Tanya Villanueva Tepper.
I always honor Sergio because I have a Facebook page for Sergio. I still have a very good relationship with his family, with our friends. He's still very much a part of my life. I am probably a little more careful, though, because I do have my husband, Ray, that Sergio doesn't occupy my Valentine's Day. My Valentine's Day now is about Ray and my daughters.
These widows know that on this Valentine's Day, there's plenty of room to love them all. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden in Tampa.
Health News Florida reporter Delina Miller contributed to this story.